The second type of nearshore current is the longshore current. Longshore currents result when waves hit shore at an angle, pushing water and material down the shore. So when a wave hits at an angle rather than straight on, it causes this current because basically the water piles onto the beach at an angle, but it returns to the ocean by running straight down the hill as depicted in the graphic. The effect of a longshore current is to move water and anything floating in it down the coast. Longshore currents have the potential to cause substantial beach erosion as they carry the sand with them down the shore. In areas where waves typically break at an angle, coastal managers will install dikes or breakwaters, as shown in the photo, to minimize beach erosion and keep the sand in place. Longshore currents aren't particularly dangerous, but they can make you lose track of the stuff you've left on the beach if you go in the water and look up to the shore later on to find you've drifted a ways down the beach. Longshore currents are very common since it's rare that waves hit the shore exactly straight on. If the longshore current is strong, the best bet is to get out of the water where you are and walk back up the beach rather than trying to swim to back where you started.